teammate placing second. Third went to Darian Erlbeck of Tri-Center. Caleb Wilson of Missouri Valley was fourth. Ian Patrick and Tim Brink, both of Riverside, placed fifth and sixth in that Saturday cross-country meet. Also in cross-country on Saturday, the Western Valley Conference holding its meet. IKM Manning was the host school. Megan Maskey of Woodbine was the individual champion. Also in the top 10, Logan Magnolia's Kendra Holcomb placing fourth in the meet. Woodbine's Ellen Cox was seventh, and IKM Manning's Abby Bornhoft placing ninth in Saturday's action. Woodbine won the team title with 58 points. IKM Manning with 77 was the runner-up. On the boys' side in that meet Saturday, it was Jason Kenny of Ridgeview winning the meet with Puyer Valley's Jake Weber placing second. Also, Logan Magnolia's Ellis Johnson and Wyatt Schultz each placed ninth and tenth on Saturday. The team title went to Otobolt Arthur BCIG with 63 points. Logan Magnolia placed second with 78 in that Western Valley Conference meet Saturday. A lot of tournament volleyball on the weekend and Saturday action. Albia defeated Atlantic 2-0. Knoxville downed Atlantic 2 in a row. Grinnell also swept 2 from Atlantic, while Iowa Falls Alden defeated Atlantic 2-0. Abraham Lincoln swept Lawton Bronson, Sioux City North, and IKM Manning all 2-0. Creston beat North Union 2-1. Grandview Park Baptist beat Panorama and West Central Valley 2-0. IKM Manning over Lawton Bronson in 2 straight. Lewis Central beat both Ridgeview and Sioux City East on Saturday. Maple Valley a couple of wins over Abe Lincoln and IKM Manning. Nevada beat Creston 2 in a row. Red Oak won 5 matches on Saturday in tournament play. They beat Sheraton, Winterset, and both 2-0. They beat Creston, Norwalk, and Nevada all 2-1. Sheldon downed Carroll 2-0. Sioux City North beat IKM Manning 2-1, while West Central Valley beat Panorama 2-1 in Saturday tournament volleyball. The final volleyball rankings of the high school season are out now, and the Girls High School Athletic Union gets us ready for the postseason. In Class 1A, Grundy Center is number 1 ranked, with Holy Trinity Catholic and Tripola the top 3. Also, Stanton is in at 6, and Bedford is ranked 11th in the final poll. In Class 2A, the last poll has Dyke New Hartford, Western Christian, and Kemper Catholic, the top 3 ranked teams. St. Albert is in at number 5. Trainer is ranked 7th. Underwood is rated number 14 in the poll. In Class 3A, Mediapolis, Davenport Assumption, and MLC Floyd Valley are the top 3 teams, with Red Oak 9 and Clarinda at number 15. In Class 4A, Charles City, Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Harlan are the top 3 rated teams. Lewis Central also in at number 11. In the big school class in 5A, Ankeny, Pleasant Valley, and Dubuque Hempstead are the top 3 ranked teams heading into the postseason. Well, David Freese and Carlos Beltran hit 2-run homers to help St. Louis build a 6-run lead, and the Cardinals went on to beat San Francisco 6-4 in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. Freese connected in the second inning off of Giants starter Madison Bumgarner. Beltran ended Bumgarner's night after 3 2/3 innings by capping off a 4-run fourth. Bumgarner hasn't made it through 5 innings in either of his playoff starts. Beltran's 14th career postseason home run was his 3rd this month. The Giants made a game of it with 4 runs in the bottom of the 4th inning as Gregor Blanco had a 2-run triple. Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford also had RBIs. The rally sent St. Louis starter Lance Lynn to the showers after just 3 2/3 innings, but San Francisco only managed 2 hits in 5 1/3 innings against the St. Louis bullpen. The Giants have lost all 3 home games so far in this postseason. Game 2 is set for tonight with Ryan Vogelsong starting for the Giants against Chris Carpenter for the Cardinals. We'll have that game for you live Saturday night here on the radio, tonight here on the radio as that ball game gets underway after the pregame show, which starts at 6:10 this evening. Anibal Sanchez shut down a Yankees lineup minus injured Derek Jeter, and Detroit capitalized on a missed call by an umpire to beat New York 3-0 for a 2-0 lead in the AL Championship Series. Yankee starter Hiroki Kuroda pitched perfect ball into the 6th inning, but the slumping New York hitters looked lost a day after Jeter broke his ankle in the 12th inning of a 6-4 loss. Sanchez pitched 3-hit ball deep into the game. The Tigers scored twice in the 8th after second base umpire Jeff Nelson missed a call at second base. Avisael Garcia and Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera then took advantage of that gift to come up with insurance RBI hits. Game 3 of the Best of 7 series is Tuesday night in Detroit, with reigning AL MVP Justin Verlander starting for the Tigers. The Yankees' offensive woes are illustrated by All-Star second baseman Robinson Cano. He set a record. He's gone hitless in 26 straight postseason at-bats. The Yankees managed just 4 hits in that loss last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In football yesterday, Aaron Rodgers threw a career high and franchise record 6 touchdown passes to lead Green Bay to a 42-24 win over Houston and hand the Texans their first loss of the season. Rodgers carved up the league's third best defense for 338 passing yards and no interceptions. 3 of the scoring tosses went to Jordy Nelson, who had 9 receptions for 121 yards. Arian Foster scored twice for the Texans as they fall to 5-1. Matt Bryant was good when it counted, and the Falcons are still unbeaten because of it. Bryant booted a 55-yard field goal with 1 second left to lift Atlanta to a 23-20 win over upset-minded Oakland. The Falcons improved to 6-0 and are the only unbeaten team left in the NFL. Bryant had his string of 23 straight successful field goal attempts snapped earlier in the game, missing from 43 yards. Matt Ryan got the Falcons in position for the win after Darren McFadden's 2-yard touchdown run tied the score for Oakland with 40 seconds left. Quarterback Russell Wilson connected with Sidney Rice on a 46-yard touchdown pass with a minute 18 to go to rally Seattle over the New England Patriots 24-23. Wilson hooked up with Braylon Edwards on a 4th down 10-yard touchdown pass to set the stage for the game winner. The Seattle defense did its part by stopping the Patriots on 4th down to seal the win. Seattle's now 4-2 and tied with the 49ers and Arizona for first in the NFC West. The Giants defense intercepted Alex Smith 3 times in a 26-3 win over San Francisco. Eli Manning threw for 193 yards and a score, while Ahmad Bradshaw rushed for 116 yards and a touchdown. Lawrence Tynes booted 4 field goals for the 4-2 Giants. Robert Griffin III rushed for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns to pace Washington to a 38-26 win over Minnesota. That snapped a Redskins 8-game home losing streak. Griffin sealed the deal with a 76-yard TD scamper with 2:43 left to play. Elsewhere in the NFL, Jason Hansen's 45-yard field goal in overtime capped a Detroit comeback to give the Lions a 26-23 win over Philadelphia. Jacoby Jones tied the NFL record with a 108-yard kickoff return for a touchdown to help 5-1 Baltimore hold off the Cowboys 31-29. Sean Green rushed for a career-high 161 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead the Jets to a 35-9 rout of Indianapolis. Josh Freeman threw for a season-high 328 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead Tampa Bay to a 38-10 win over Kansas City. Rookie Brandon Weeden threw 2 TD passes on his 29th birthday to help Cleveland top Cincinnati 34-24. Ryan Tannehill tossed 2 TD passes to lead Miami to a 17-14 win over the St. Louis Rams. Also, Ryan Lindell's 25-yard field goal with under 4 minutes to go in overtime gave Buffalo a 19-16 win over Arizona. Well, less than a month ago, Iowa was coming off a startling loss to Central Michigan. The Hawkeyes didn't look like a championship team in the MAC, much less the Big Ten. Then the conference season started, and the turnaround was immediate. After Saturday's victory at Michigan State, Iowa is tied with Michigan atop the Legends division heading into next weekend's big home game against Penn State. Mark Wiseman ran for 116 yards in the tying touchdown Saturday before hurting his right ankle. He's been instrumental in Iowa's improvement, averaging 6.3 yards per carry with 8 rushing touchdowns on the season. Hawkeyes will face off against Penn State in a key Big Ten game this Saturday, Saturday evening contest. We'll have it for you here on KJAN. 7:05 is kickoff. We're on the air. It's 5 o'clock with the pregame. Alabama and Florida are at the top of the season's first BCS standings, making it yet another all-SEC top two, with Oregon and Kansas State close behind the Gators. The Crimson Tide in first was no surprise. Alabama's an overwhelming number one in both polls used in the BCS formula. Florida in second was less anticipated. The Gators are number 3 in the polls, but rated best by the computer rankings that gave them a slight edge over Oregon and Kansas State when the numbers were crunched. Florida's BCS average is 0.9092, Oregon's is 0.8993, and Kansas State is 0.8963. Notre Dame is 5th and not too far back at 0.8774. Despite the strong showing by the Southeastern Conference, another all-SEC national championship game is still a long shot. Oregon's schedule is backloaded with strong opponents, and the Ducks will likely be able to close the gap in the computers if they keep winning. Iowa State is at number 24 in the first BCS poll of the season. The top five in the Associated Press College Football poll has been rearranged for a second straight week, with Florida, Kansas State, and Notre Dame moving up in the rankings. Number one Alabama and number two Oregon hold the top two spots for a fourth straight week. The changes come behind them. The Gators moved up a spot to number three, and the fourth-ranked Wildcats and fifth-ranked Fighting Irish both jumped two places. The shuffling comes after a second straight Saturday in which multiple top five teams lost. South Carolina fell 23-21 at LSU on Saturday night and drops from number three to number nine. West Virginia slides from number five to number 17 after getting routed 49-14 at Texas Tech. The Red Raiders move into the rankings at number 18. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.